Welcome to day 288. We are up to Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Kavin. Imagine you have two batches of dough. Each one is a kav, which we know is less than the minimum shear, less than the minimum amount that you need in order to be chayiv, obligated to separate challah. We know that minimum shear is a kav and a quarter. So each one of these is less than that, and therefore there is no requirement to separate challah. And yet, shenit lachalaso, shel zebef na'atzmo, b'shel zebef na'atzmo. But you decided to separate challah from each one individually, even though you were not chayiv to. You separated challah from each one individually. Then, chazer va son Isaachas. Then you took both batches and you combined them into one big dough. So now it's two kavim worth of dough minus whatever you separated for challah. And now that would certainly be a chayiv and challah. That's a lot. That's much more than a quarter and a kav. So what happens? You already separated from each one individually. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Akiva poter. Rabbi Akiva says now you are exempt from separating challah again from this new batch because you separated beforehand. That's what we saw. It's exactly what Ashita was earlier. We saw yesterday that Rabbi Akiva said that if you did separate challah from an amount less than you required to, meaning if you have, let's say, a kav again, which is less than a kav and a quarter, and you separated challah, even though you didn't have to, Rabbi Akiva said, you still have to treat the amount that you separated, you have to treat that as challah, you have to give it to the Kohen, it has all the halachos of challah, even though you weren't required to. So Rabbi Akiva here is saying, well, if that's true, then you already did it, right? It already had that status of challah, and therefore when you combine the batches together, each one already had challah separated from another, so you do not need to separate challah again. It worked, even though you weren't previously required to separate. The chachamim say, no, you are obligated, exactly because of the reason we saw yesterday. Yesterday they said if you separate for an amount less than is required, less than a kav and a quarter, then it's nothing. It's not challah at all. You can keep it for yourself. You don't have to give it to a kohen because you weren't chayav to separate challah. So when you do separate challah, it's nothing. So they say the same thing here. It doesn't matter that you previously separated it when each one was a kav. It wasn't chayav at that time. Okay, now it's chayav because you combined them. Now it's a much bigger shear and you would have to separate challah. Okay, so separate challah. The fact that you separated something earlier means nothing. It didn't count for anything before, so you have to do it again. Nimtza, says the Mishnah, chumro kulo. Rabbi Akiva's, his chumrah, his stringency in the previous Mishnah is actually his leniency in this Mishnah. What does that mean? So previously, his stringency was that if you separated challah from an amount less than the shear of a kav and a quarter, even though you didn't have to, the chumrah, the stringency is that now you have to treat that as challah. You said it's challah even though you didn't need to, now it's challah. Now you have to give it to the kohen. But that stringency is now a leniency here because we see that it counts when you later have to separate challah again, right? When you combine those batches of dough and now you actually have an obligation, Rabbi Akiva said, it's okay, you already did it. So his stringency there is a leniency here. You don't have to separate challah again. Mishnah Vav is a little bit difficult to understand. We're going to take the path of least resistance. We're going to explain it in the most the clearest way, according to the Rambam. And we're going to deal with challah that has a suffix. It's not clear dough. It's not clear whether that dough had challah separated from it. It maybe did, it maybe didn't, and we're assuming that challah is tame. That's what the Mishnah calls as challah's demai. Anyway, the Mishnah says, no tel adam kdei challah mi'isa shaluhar machalasa lasosa betara. So imagine you have this batch of dough that you're not sure whether challah was separated from it, but you also have another batch of dough that is tahor, that is still pure, and that's separate from it. So what can you do? You're allowed to separate that other batch, that tahor batch. We know that there still is a requirement to separate challah from that one. Keep it separate. Keep it tahor. Keep it pure. Lios mafish alei b'holei challas demai ad shetisarach. You're allowed to use that batch almost as like the challah batch for the other one. So you have this suffik, this doubtful batch, and you have this tahor batch. You're allowed to remove from the tahor batch to cover the challah in the doubtful batch, just in case you need to separate it, so you can separate it from this other one, and you're allowed to keep on doing that. Like the more doubtful dough you have, you're allowed to keep on taking from that other tahor bread to cover the challah, perhaps the doubtful requirement on that other loaf, until it goes bad, until shetisarach. Meaning you're allowed to do that until the second dough is no longer fresh, until it spoils. Shachalas demai ni telas min hatahor alatame v'shalom min hamukah. We see what the Mishnah is clarifying now is, wait a second. This challas demai, we have to assume, is tame. Why are we assuming it's tame? Well, challas demai usually came from, just like we know all demai, comes from someone who is not so clear on all the halachos of tithing and separating things. And therefore, we have to assume that they're also not clear about tuma and tara. And therefore, the person who owned it, the reason that this challah is in doubt is the same reason that we have to assume that it's tame, it's impure. And you have this other type of bread, which is totally tahor, it's totally pure. We learned earlier that you are not allowed to separate tahor to cover tame. Why not? Because usually you have to separate challah that is very close to one another. Meaning, if you're separating from one batch onto another, they need to be min hamukaf. And if we have tahor and tamei dough, we're worried that people will keep them far apart because they don't want the tamei dough to touch it and make the tahor one tamei. So therefore, we usually say you're not allowed to separate tahor onto tamei because you won't keep them close enough. In this case, it says the Mishnah, that's okay. You don't have to. You're even allowed to separate tahor al tamei even shalom and a mukaf, even if they're not close to one another, because it's only a doubt to begin with. It maybe did have challah separated from it, and because we're only solving for the possibility that maybe it didn't, we are lenient, and we say, you know what? You're allowed to separate tor onto tame, even though they're not going to be close to one another. We usually don't allow that, but in this case, because it's a doubt, and there's a possibility that it was already separated, you are allowed to rely on that leniency. That is Mishnah Vav. We'll continue with Mishnah Zayin tomorrow.